Dr. Chris here, level3coaching.org. Like and click, share the video. This may help someone. This is one of my favorites. This is about anxiety. I was coaching someone today, and my background has anxiety and depression in it. Now, obviously, this is not something that we strive to have in our lives. I've had some challenges, and I've learned tools and techniques to overcome. So I've had the opportunity to be able to give this to you, and I'm hoping it could really help someone. I know it will, because it's really pretty cool. Because when we have anxiety, when I have anxiety, it's an overwhelm, and it's usually thinking about something in the future. Like, oh, how am I going to do this down the road? Do I have enough put aside to do that? Do I have the resources, the skill? And I'm constantly putting it into the real time. I'm constantly putting it into the physical, because I'm pulling my trust away from what I know to be true. This is a habit. So what I know to be true is consciousness precedes the material. But what I'm doing with all of the anxiety is putting the material ahead and not trusting the unknown, not trusting myself, not trusting my creator, not trusting the unlimited love and abundance of God, not trusting manifestation, only trusting the concrete. Now, for a lot of you, you're like, well, yeah, that's what's right in front of me. That's what's real. That's not what's true. That's only what appears to be true. It's kind of like in a dream, because dreams are very similar to reality in ways that I'll get into on another video. In a dream, we have, you might think, okay, in my dream, I'm building a house and I need to have this much money to get the house built. That's not a true statement. You just need to get the house built. You see, we assign these parameters of what needs to be done in the physical. The fact is, consciousness gets it done. God gets it done. We get it done. But we have to remove the limitations and the doubt. So when I go into anxiety, I'm actually falling into the limitations and the doubt. I'm believing the scarcity model. I am living the scarcity model. I am pushing out of my reality the trust that I say I have, that I want to believe I have. And so what this anxiety does is helps me to find, because I like to believe I have faith. This anxiety helps me to find where I don't have my faith. So let's say I'm going to take a start a business venture, but I'm afraid, oh, it might not work out. Oh, I might not be doing it the right way. Oh, I might. Now I'm putting myself strictly into the physical limitation. I'm putting myself into that fear mindset. And it starts to snowball because I start believing it. And once I start believing it, I start acting as if it's true. Once I start acting as if it's true, I start messing myself up. I start messing up my vibration. I start messing up my head. I start acting improperly. I start taking decisions from the place of fear, not the place of where I want to go. I'm trying to be like, oh, I want to avoid falling into this pit, this hole, this rut. And you know what? Instead, you keep looking at that. If I'm riding a bicycle, looking at the hole I don't want to fall in, I'm going to fall into that hole. I'm not going to avoid it. I'm going to live it. So the anxiety helps me to see what's been underneath that I haven't had the courage to face, that I haven't been able, that I've avoided, that I've pushed aside. And then I can start exercising that true deep faith. Then I can see what the work that I have left to do is. Then I can start to actually reclaim more of my power, get into my reality, be able to help more people, be able to do the work of, to act on behalf of, to be the presence of the Creator in this plane. And that's the gift of the anxiety. It gives me an insight into where I'm not whole. So I keep bringing myself back to, but what am I feeling? Why am I feeling it? What is the doubt? How do I doubt my Creator? What's left for me to see to start to really live the truth? I hope this helps y'all. Level3coaching.org. This is Chris. If you like this video, subscribe, share, share the podcast, whichever way you're getting it. I'm going to continue making content like this. All the stuff I create is my own. I'm not taking someone else's idea and trying to give it to you or sell it to you. What I'm trying to do is break down all of the dogma that other people are pushing, break that down and give you the freedom to really find your truth. So again, Level 3 Coaching, link is below, like and share. I'll talk to you all soon.